moving, of course we're gonna stop. The fella says to me,
get up the keys.
Sorry, son, I forgot to stop.
Get up the keys, sir.
They in my truck.
Take it up the keys, sir.
They in my truck. And the cop showed up and he said, well, it looks like you took one up the keister, son.
Get up the keister.
But again, you have amazing powers of observation, officer. How long did you go to school to figure that out?
Took it up the keister.
They in my truck.
Took it up the keister.
They in my truck. Now I gotta call the insurance company. They'll say, gee, you're kind of prone to accidents this year, sir. It seems as though you don't know how to drive anymore. When we first insured you, you could go for years without getting in a wreck. Now, one every year, you take it up the keister. I say, yeah, I drive fine, I drive well, and I do everything I can, but what the hell?
I took it up the keister
from my truck.
Took it up the keister.
In my truck. And I said, it's cold and rainy. Couldn't you pay a little freaking attention to where you're going?
More than 3 feet!
Ow! And he says, well, I was distracted for a minute because I had to talk on my cell phone. And I couldn't really keep track of what I was doing. And then you stopped, and I thought, oh shit, I better stop. But I couldn't stop anymore.
Sorry, son, I forgot to stop.
Up the keister
on my truck.
I took it up the keister.
They in my truck.
Got me on the keister.
Luckily though, my bumper was exactly the same height as his radiator grill. No damage to me. Radiator in his fan for him.
Took it up the keister
in my truck.
Took it up the keister
in my truck.
My truck.